Welcome to Malkier Talks, a Wheel of Time theory podcast. I am Rob, your host, and today we are doing a bonus episode. So it's a fun little speculation podcast episode, because I've had some wacky ideas about the War on Prime stuff that's been happening. But before we get into that and my wonderful guest, just a couple of quick things to promote. I would love if you could come join us. I've got a couple of events happening this month. Firstly, on the 13th of March at 8 p.m. Eastern, I have a massive Wheel of Azure's live stream happening on my YouTube channel. I have 7 guests representing all the Azure's, and we are going to have some wonderful fantasy names from various movies, books, TV shows, stuff like that, in a big wheel, and we're going to randomly spin them and try and sort people into Azure's. And I've got some wonderful people joining me, Lesbi Nerdy, Delusions of Grendel, just Shelley's back, all sorts of different people. So, yeah, please come and check that out. Details are on my YouTube. I'll put the link in the show notes, obviously. And then on the following week after that, on the Sunday 21st at 4 p.m. Eastern, the Innkeeper is taking an evening off from doing the Dusty Wheel and instead joining me for a live Discord podcast recording. We haven't quite tied down the topic yet, but it's definitely going to be something loony, with a third guest that I'm just waiting on confirmation for. So that's going to be really exciting, and I hope you can join me for that. But those things out of the way, we're talking War on Prime. There's only one person I could possibly have with me to discuss War on Prime and predictions, and that is the very talented, the incredible sleuther, that is Geeky Eerie. Hello, Geeky Eerie. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
I am doing very well. I've had a little bit of sleep, and I'm having a lot of coffee because I was up rather late for the Dusty Wheel show last night. But yeah, I'm excited to have a fun little speculation chat about what on Prime are doing.
Yeah.
So they've been doing some wonderful teasers for us, and just dropping little bits and pieces. And someone decided, I can't remember where it originated, but there was suddenly a discussion of, they were following the phrase, something old, something new, something borrowed, and something blue, weren't they?
That's the speculation anyway.
It is a speculation, yes. And I can't remember who first started bouncing around, but even the Innkeeper is suggesting that they might be following that now as well. So for those who aren't fully aware, there's something old is Tam's sword reveal that was dropped, I want to say, in December?
Yeah, December 2nd.
December 2nd, there we go. And then we had something new in the form of Tom's guitar, because we see that's a little different to what he typically carries in the books. And that must have been in January, that one, I feel. Or was it the end of December?
That was actually December 23rd.
Okay. So that was a nice little Christmas present for us. And then just recently, I feel like it feels like it was a week or longer or shorter. I can't tell. It's a blur since it happened. But we had something, quote, borrowed in the form of the dagger from Shadow Logoth. So we're here to discuss the possible blue item that might be dropped by the War on Prime account. When you first heard this sort of speculation, how serious did you take? Did you think this is something they're doing, or something they're, it just happens to be falling into place, Geeky Eerie? What was your thoughts?
Well, so I think I first remembered seeing it after the guitar, because they had written the something new. And I want to say it was Matt who came up with it. And at first I was like, oh, that's a great idea, but I don't know if they're actually going to do that. But then with this last reveal where it was the dagger, which for me, that was the most obvious thing for the something borrowed. So now I'm wondering if maybe they actually are going to follow the trend and do something blue.
Yeah, it's very, very possible. The most obvious thing for something blue would be something to do with Moraine. And that is the theories that are most prevailing I'm seeing anywhere that I search. I couldn't think of anything more obvious than doing something involving Moraine.
No, yeah, that's definitely the obvious choice.
The ideas being that it's Moraine, specifically her channeling, as Wraith mentioned, that was done in there. That was in the initial sort of, before they did any sort of filming or writing or anything, they put that together as kind of like a showpiece or something. I can't think of the word I'm going for here.
Or something.
Yeah. The little blue jewel / stone that she wears on her forehead, mm-hmm. or her shawl, or anything of that sort of nature. I mean, those are the big ideas that I hear floating around. But I had a couple of crazy ones.
Mm-hmm.
And you and mm-hmm. Sort of Celtic Mist, Sarah, am I saying that? Is it Sarah or Sarah?
Sarah, I think. Well, the Odyssey, those both sounded the same just now to my ears. I think it's Sarah.
Okay, there we go. So yourself and Sarah sort of came up with the same idea. So I'll tell you my first idea.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you want, you can tell everybody your idea with Sarah. And then I will then add in my extra idea that's encouraged me to be like, I should talk about this. So my first idea was, I was watching John from What Up. I was watching his video mm-hmm. about the dagger,
mm-hmm.
and speculation about something blue. And everyone, of course, is doing the Moraine ideas and such. And it occurred to me that they might do something a little different. I thought they would do something different. So mm-hmm. I thought along the lines of Loghain. And I was like, they're doing an expansion on Loghain. Moraine is so mm-hmm. obvious. Let's do something different. And so I looked into Loghain. Is there anything that's blue about Loghain? Does he have blue eyes, was my initial thought. Because you have a close-up mm-hmm. on his eyes and then zoom out to him in costume or something. And he doesn't. He has very dark eyes. But... Mm-hmm. In the description, his sigil is, it's like two or three items, I can't remember exactly what, but the background to his sigil is a field of blue. Mm. And I was like, oh, maybe that could be it. They could start on that, like on his coat or a jacket or something, and then zoom out and like, as if he's in like some kind of battle pose. And for me, this was quite fun because, again, it's different, but... It also kind of fit. I got this sort of chronological idea that sort of sat in my head. So I looked mm-hmm. through all their reveals
mm-hmm.
and I'm sitting there and seeing, that they've released, we get a little peek originally of the Wine Spring Inn. I'm going to chase down my comment now, to be honest, because I detailed it in on John's mm-hmm. posts. And I was like, I should just go to that and read it out. That's going to be the easiest thing. Here we go. So... It all kind of semi-fits chronologically of how it might appear in the show, almost. There's one that's a little, doesn't quite fit, and I'm like, well, okay, there's a reason why it might not be in, it might still be in chronological order. So first we had the Wine Spring Inn reveal, which is obviously mm-hmm. wonderful. Again, started with the script, and then we had the little audio sort of teaser mm-hmm. thing, which everyone mm-hmm. thought, is this Winter Night Sounds in the background or something, perhaps, even mm-hmm. if the actual dialogue... didn't seem to fit for a Winter Night moment.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had the sword reveal, which Rand, finds on Winter Night, so that again kind of fits in there with that. The guitar, which is now out of sequence because you feel that you would have seen Tom with his harp prior to Winter Night and all the fighting going down. But perhaps Tom doesn't have, Tom's just there's a gleeman in town type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You see him dressed up carrying his gear, and you don't actually see the guitar until they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And he does a bit of entertaining one evening or something, or he's tuning the guitar or such, and it sort of comes into play. Mm-hmm. Then was how it fit for me. And then you would have Shadow Logoth with the dagger.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of my chronological thing there. So if this was something to do with Moraine and, specifically channeling or teaching, Gawain was another one I seen floating around. Mm-hmm. I was like, If this was chronological and they're going after Shadow Logoth, the group is split up. So there's no mm-hmm. teaching for Egwene at that stage. The only thing that mm-hmm. kind of fit me was a reveal of Loghain, and I found it's three golden crowns in a field of blue.
Mm-hmm.
So it, as I put here, fits in with the expansion of his role in the story. And because I'm wacky and I like weird ideas, it's something that I haven't seen anybody guess. So that was my initial idea of something blue, just to be different.
Yeah, I like it. I haven't heard anybody guess that either, but it would be great. I mean, honestly, we're all rabid fans, so I think we're happy with whatever we get. But I think it's nice because it would subvert expectations, but it would still be something that would make us happy.
Absolutely. There's a big passion for, I mean, just Alvato Mori. Oh, I've said that name totally wrong. I can even hear it in my own head. I'm thinking, what have you just said, Rob? But the gentleman playing Loghain is just, everyone's curious about how he's going to play Loghain. And there was a little, he did like a little interview, or there was a note somewhere of him talking about playing the role. And everyone's really interested in it and wants to see how he's going to do it and how they're going to expand the role. Are we getting him in battle, him pre-gentling, things like that? So it would kind of, you know, as you say, we're all rabid fans. We want anything and everything. And although people would love to see Moraine in full gear channeling or something of that nature, having Loghain, I don't think anyone's going to be disappointed, because it doesn't mean, you know, getting a Loghain reveal wouldn't mean we don't get a Moraine reveal at some point. It would just be like, oh my God, here's a teaser for his bigger role.
And, I mean, so looking at it from a marketing perspective, Alvaro Morte has like millions of followers on Instagram. He's really popular, so that would get buzz out about the show and about his role. So that would be an interesting and I think smart move if they did that for the show.
There we go. I did not realize he had that many followers on Instagram. I'm not very hip with the Instagram myself, so thank you for that. This is why I have Geeky Eerie with us today, because she is the expert in these situations.
Oh my gosh. Sorry, I just looked it up. It's like 10.7 million.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh my God, 10.7 million. Oh dear, that's... I feel like, does Rosamund Pike have it? She has Instagram, doesn't she? Like, how many does she have? we should compare, because this might be more compelling.
She does. So he blows everyone else out of the water in terms of people involved in the show. She has 425,000.
Wow. And yet I know the name Rosamund Pike even before Wheel of Time. And I don't know the other gentleman. I'm going to butcher his name, so I'm just going to say I don't know.
Mr. Morte.
Yeah, I like that. Mr. Morte. Yes, we'll go with that. So yeah. And I didn't know of him prior to his casting in The Wheel of Time. So clearly he's done some amazing work that I'm not familiar with, that I should be familiar with.
I think he has done a lot of Spanish-speaking roles, and so he has a lot of fans in Spanish-speaking countries.
Right. Okay, that makes sense. So that's kind of, you know, a rough dive into guest number one, I suppose we might call it. Shall we dive into your idea that you and Sarah kind of had a sort of bounced around and thought this could be an interesting way of doing things?
So I was wondering if you actually wanted me to, because it kind of touches on your idea too.
No, this is great, because it kind of rolls into what, you know, it then occurred to me whilst watching. I don't even remember what I was watching. I watched so much content. But yes, no, let's go with yours and then be like, well, yeah, this kind of could also fit, because I came up, or this idea occurred to me, and it's kind of connected at the same time. So it will be fun.
Yeah. So Sarah, we were thinking about what could it be. And then she kind of came up on her own. Maybe it's something blue, B-L-E-W. And then we're just kind of throwing out random things. And then some people might have seen in Discord, sometimes we have this habit of, we'll type things at the same time. So our shared brain came up together. The thing we typed at the same time was Machinchin blue. So going off of that, we thought it might be nice to have some kind of reveal with maybe the way gates and hearing or even seeing maybe Machinchin in the way gate or something along those lines. And that could be the something blue, is Machinchin blue. And I probably butchered how to pronounce that every time I've said it just now.
I just kind of go with it to be with myself, to be like, ah, I'm just going to say the words. I hate butchering people's names, because there's one way of saying someone's name. It's the way they want it said. But the way you can pronounce something in the books, for anyone who's possibly listened to my episode with Michael and Kate, it's how you want to say it that's really important at the end of the day.
Awesome.
So yeah, Machinchin, however, it's fine. But I like that idea. I think they made those, we've seen un-CGI'd, unedited, no special effects waygates, or what we believe is waygates, in the pictures that we've managed to find online, and people have, like yourselves, have gone sleuthing for to feed the fandom's appetite, and they're quite impressive, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
What we believe are waygates, so that could be an amazing reveal.
And we haven't seen a whole lot of location reveals yet. We've had the Wine Spring Inn, but other than that, it's just been props mainly. We did have the concept art, but the waygates didn't appear in the concept art. So it might be something different that would be a nice reveal that would flesh out the world and maybe make it a little bit more interesting to people not fans of the book.
I agree. As you say, we've had three props now, because we've had a sword, a guitar, and a dagger. We've had the concept art. We've had only one location and a little bit of audio. Although now in the dagger reveal, we've had what looks like actual footage from the show, which is very exciting, as opposed to, you know, locations, art, or props. And also then dialogue of, that's the second time we've had dialogue from a character, but, we've had visual footage of something, but we haven't had any actual sets. You could argue we've seen the dagger in a scene, and that's going to be an actual scene in the TV show, but it's not like a set. So, you know, a set reveal is something I don't hear people talking about, a set reveal, to be honest. Even when we were waiting for the dagger, I didn't hear people talking about a set reveal. Did you?
Not me either. No. But that would be awesome to see.
That would be. And as we said before, this really links in with the other idea I had. I know where I got the idea from now. So I was watching the Dusty Debates on Sunday, which is kind of was, I can't remember if this was before or after I said, you know, would you like to record this? But there was a question about incorporating the wind that is mentioned at the beginning of every book that, you know, passes over the landscape and such. And the question on the Dusty Debates was, how would you incorporate this in a new and original way? I have to say there were two very interesting ways described in the episode on the Dusty Wheel. So if you want to dig into those, I do recommend you go watch the debates.
Yes, definitely.
One idea I hadn't, I'm off work at the moment, so I watch far too much content. I used to when I was at work and everything was quote normal. I used to only stay up if it was an episode I really, really, really wanted to watch live. Otherwise, I tended to watch them back. And this is back when the Innkeeper did rare Sunday shows, as opposed to it's like rare he doesn't do a Sunday show now. But now I'm off work. I'm just like, I'm just going to stay up anyway. I'm up. I watch a lot of them. But the discussion around that wind blowing, again, gave me a similar mindset of, you know, blue, B-L-E-W. And I thought that would also give you, you know, as it could be giving you scenes, it could be giving you locations, it could give you all sorts of different things. And it would be a twist on the word blue. So it would fit in with the, this, I believe it's a marriage thing, isn't it? Something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
Yeah.
And then a half penny in my shoe, I think is how it finishes. Zul's always asking about the half penny shoe, what would that be? But I don't think they would do that if they are following this. But it would be fun to finish this off with that.
It would.
And then you and I got a little excited about it, didn't we?
Yes.
Yeah. And we thought, well, what if this could be some kind of... My initial thought was like a teaser trailer or something, an actual teaser trailer of like, you know, 20 seconds, 30 seconds, something of, you know, describing that initial passage from the books, a bit passing over the lands or something. And then, I'm looking at, just trying to figure out our discussions here. Yeah, I think it would blow it. Where are we saying here? And then we thought probably realistically the earliest we can expect trailer is like May or something. But it would be amazing, even if it was just a teaser, similar to, you know, the audio clip that we got, or even the dagger video. You know, it could be actual footage from the show, like a clip of the winds. And then... And then we were like, what if this combines into the blue cloak of our favorite Aes Sedai, and it sort of whips it around or something? It's like a double whammy. we kind of got really excited about this interview.
Yeah, so, I could see it in my head once I started like thinking about it. I was like, oh, this is amazing. This is awesome. Get on this, Amazon.
Yes. Well, we know that Amazon watches your videos and listens to my podcast. So they'll be doubly keen to see our speculation or listen to our speculation. So I know you're listening. You collective people who listen to the content from the fandom. So yeah, get on this if this wasn't your idea already. Oh, yeah, scratch Stuart Moraine. Let's have this. but it did get us very excited about a possible trailer drop, which, as I say, we're not expecting until later in the year, which is fair. But I think it would be an amazing teaser, no matter which option they pick for. Mm-hmm. Did you have a favorite year of the three we've talked about?
I mean, selfishly, I kind of like the one that Sarah and I came up with myself, but or not myself, ourselves. But I really like the thought of, you know, starting with the line, you know, Owen Blue, and then having it transition to Wind, and then having it transition to Moraine. Like, I think we would just, as a fandom, lose our collective minds. And so that makes me excited to think about, like, the reaction and everybody getting super excited for the show and having it possibly be our first official look at Moraine in costume. I really like that. So I'm going to go with your idea.
Yes, I agree. There's two sides of me right now, and they're both saying Loghain is not right, Rob. so there's one side of me that's being a little bit like, let's be realistic here for what they might offer and go with a set. And I've got to be honest, the idea of the Waygate and Matching Shin, after that discussion of there not really being set reveals, minus that little piece about the wine spring at the very beginning, I'm really kind of sold on the, because my rational head is thinking a Moraine reveal is too big.
It's pretty huge.
Exactly. So my, you know, my real quote realistic brain is thinking, you know, a set reveal, Matching Shin, wind blowing, it really fits and it will be quite exciting to see. And then there's the really, really, really optimistic side of me that also agrees with you and saying, let's have some kind of wind start and then let's have a Moraine reveal. So I'm torn between those two. I might have to go with my realistic side and say it's going to be a set reveal with the Waygate and Matching Shin.
Yes.
I think if I had to pick one. I still love the Loghain idea. And if that turns out right, yes, absolutely happy. But I'm putting my money on a set reveal and the Waygate. That is where I'm going to settle on.
I'm going to be optimistic and go for Moraine then and Wind.
All right. Okay. So, ladies and gents, do you remember that I don't work for whatseries.com? I am not known as a sleuther. My podcast is not about sleuthing. My YouTube channel is not about sleuthing. So if you feel like going with someone today, I would recommend you go with Geeky Eerie and her idea, or the idea she's fallen on, which we collectively, in the little bit of discussion we had prior to recording, in a messaging back and forth, was almost like a collective minds idea. So I'll still be okay with that. And if you feel like being a little crazy, let's go on the Waygate idea. And if you feel like being uber crazy, by all means, go with the Loghain idea. I don't think the fandom will be disappointed, and I certainly wouldn't be disappointed if you backed me on that. So one question that's just popped into my mind. The reveals that fit this something old, something new sort of rhyme, they're like 3-4 weeks apart type thing.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to get anything before the Something Blue reveal?
I don't know. So I actually, right before this, I went and I looked up all the dates and I figured out how many days/weeks were between them. And the shortest span of time is 3 weeks, which is what we would be looking at tomorrow if they reveal something tomorrow. The longest span of time would be 7 weeks. So
quite a change there. Quite a difference between those two.
Yeah, it's a pretty big gap. If we get something tomorrow, then that leaves 8 weeks between then and like the end of May, which is kind of in my head where I'm sticking would be like a realistic time for a trailer. Yeah, so I don't know if they
I love this recording, by the way, because Figgy Yeri, she keeps saying tomorrow, and I'm like, they don't drop on Thursdays because it's already Wednesday for me, which is hilarious.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Time zones.
One, two. I'm looking at calendar. To get the last Wednesday in April is 9 weeks away.
So that would be a little.
So to be dropping anything even at the beginning of May is 10 weeks. Now, they have done other drops in between, the ones that fit this rhyme. We've had other things put in there, like the concept art. So there's nothing to say that we couldn't get a different kind of reveal, you know, this what Wednesday, next what's Wednesday, and then a few more weeks, and then the something blue.
Yeah, I'm still
bummed. That's always possible.
April 1st is not on a Wednesday this year, because I was kind of hoping they would troll us with some kind of April Fool's announcement.
I love that. That would be brilliant. Because April, we discussed that at the beginning. In our messaging back and forth, and that would be hilarious. And then we went and looked. Oh, it's a Thursday. Meaning they could have done it to us last year and chose not to. So.
Yeah. Darn it. I was going to say they could do something with Perrin and then use that blue song. That I'm blue. Anyway. Because, you know, Perrin is blue. He's a sad boy.
I love that idea. Poor Perrin.
I do like Perrin, by the way.
I like Perrin too. He's my favorite character, despite all of his issues and sort of choices throughout the books. He's the person I most identify with. There are moments where I've entered the Dusty Wheels parody song, and unless What on Prime drops something for what is for me today that matches to something blue, I'm not going to drop this on the same day because I'm going to share it with my patrons first and then drop this as a bonus episode in a sort of some point over the weekend, I feel. Unless What on Prime get there first, as I say, and be like, well, actually, I recorded this earlier today, so that kind of fits. in the parody contest, I did do a Eminem parody.
Yes,
and
Lose
Yourself,
awesome.
And I entitled it Lose.
Yes.
People loved it. I'm so happy.
It was, I loved it.
Lose Yourself. And
it was very clever.
The final verse does have a reference to Perrin's plot in, you know, his whole I've got to rescue my wife, rescue Fael situation. There's a few lines in the final verse of the song that reference that and how Rand might react to his behavior type thing. Not in a really negative way, but just kind of like, you know, dude, come on, you need to do this.
We'll have to look that up.
I love Perrin, but yes, poor Perrin, people do be like, oh, just cut this or cut that. So if What on Prime do drop something today, totally bogart what is happening on the Dusty Wheel tonight, I will drop this today. And please then go check out the Dusty Wheel that hopefully still does the parody song contest and vote for me. But if it's past that, I hope you enjoyed it because I assume you've watched it anyway. So do you have anything else you want to add on the whole something blue speculation?
Yeah, no. A part of me wanted to be... I was going to say part of me was going to be a Debbie Downer and be like, you know, One on Prime never actually confirmed that they're doing it. But Sarah Nakamura did post on her Instagram stories the other day a picture of her awesome nails, and they were blue, and she captioned it with something blue. So hopefully they're rolling with it.
They were very impressive nails. I know she's a fan of having... impressive nails is the best way to describe them.
Yes.
You know, she enjoys that that look, and she pulls it off brilliantly. And the blue there, that was a beautifully deep blue, very striking. I was very impressed by those nails.
Yes, same here.
Hopefully, What on Prime follow suit. Not specifically with nails. oh my god! Imagine if they gave us Shanchan nails as something blue.
Oh my gosh, I think that would be exciting because that would be something that nobody had guessed at all.
Yeah, and you know, even we're being a little, well, I'm being a little wacky with the Loghain suggestion, and even I hadn't thought of the Sean Chen nails, but it would also confirm their appearance in season one, which would be wild.
Yeah, we'd have to go back and adjust all of our expectations for season one.
I agree, most definitely. Okay, so let us know which idea you want to roll with, or if you think the something blue was just Sarah Nakamura giving us her fabulous nails. but before I let you go, yeah. Kiki, are you, no, go for it, Thomas.
No, I was going to say, I'm going to go with the something blue. I'm going to be positive and say they're going to give us something blue.
Awesome. I definitely think they're going to give us something blue, even if they hadn't planned on it. I think they love the way that we work. They love to interact with us, you know, regular fans as well as content creators.
Mm-hmm.
They love to interact with us and you know, just have a joke and a laugh with us. So I feel that even if they hadn't planned on something blue, the way we've gotten on board with this as being something that we want them to do, even if they're not actually doing it, I feel that they would have been like, well, let's do something that fits. Let's give them something that works. So I feel like it's going to happen as well, definitely.
Yeah.
But before that happens, why don't you tell the lovely listeners of this fun little snippet where they can find you and enjoy all of your sleuthing skills?
Okay, so I am most active on Twitter, and my username on there is Geeky Eddie, so GEEKYERI. And I also have a YouTube channel where I make videos to try and break down the things we know about the What on Prime filming, and that you can also find me there under the username Geeky Eddie at YouTube. Currently working on a video very, very, very slowly on the filming that was done this past fall. Hopefully I'll have that done before filming restarts. And then you can also check out whatseries.com. I'm one of the writers over there. Me and three other writers, we do our best to sleuth out news on the show and share it with everybody.
And they do a fabulous job, ladies and gentlemen. So if you haven't checked out any of this stuff, you are missing out. And I have to say here, I know I've said it to you directly, but I'm going to say it here on the podcast as well. It's a crime that you do not have more people subscribe to you on YouTube. That is shocking. And folks, we need to fix this. We need to like increase that to the power of 100 or something. You know, like we need, you deserve thousands and thousands of subscribers. You do wonderful work.
Oh, thank you.
You know, just breaking down the blocks. No one else breaks down the blocks like you do. So if you're not subscribed to Geeky Eerie's YouTube channel,
nobody else is crazy.
No, but they're amazing. So don't, you know, crazy or not, it's amazing.
Thank you.
If you're not subscribed, ladies and gents, and I will put all the links, I will put a link to whatseries.com, I will put a link to the Twitter account and the YouTube account for Geeky Eerie in the notes to the show. Please check them out. If you can't find them, you don't want to go through the show notes, and just follow me on Twitter, and I follow Geeky Eerie on Twitter, of course. So you can just search through my contacts or the people I follow, and then you'll find it there, and you know, follow her too to see her sleuthing. But yeah, you're missing out if you're not there, ladies and gents. So please get there yourself, because you are not going to regret it. I promise you that.
Thank you.
No, you're very. Hey, it's you know all true stuff. It's the work you do is amazing, and I think everybody should get to see it. So I would love to hear everybody's feedback on what idea you think fits, or if you have an idea that we haven't mentioned that isn't one of the, you know, quote, regular ones, I suppose, the Moraine, Blue Shawls, Blue Stone ideas. If you have something that doesn't fit in any of those categories, please let us know. You can do all the tweeting and stuff like that, but you can email me, malkirtalks@gmail.com, to give me your idea. Of course, you can do that. You give me feedback on any episode I've recorded. If you haven't listened to the original appearance of Geeky Eerie on my podcast, which was episode 13, and I'm about to release episode 31 this week, so it's quite a while ago now. Please go back and check that out, because it was a really fun episode to record. You can join my Discord server, where you'll also find Geeky Eerie, or you can follow me on the aforementioned Twitter, where I do Wheel of Time based dad jokes and share my other content and stuff. You know, so if you like a goofy joke that I've christened as Tam Jokes, please come and check those out. And if you enjoy cooking or narrations, please subscribe to my YouTube channel, which is called Malkier Talks, obviously. And if you want to support the content so I can continue to create, and where you sometimes get fun goodies like this, because my patrons are all getting this today, whereas everyone else is going to get it in 4 or 5 days, please consider joining my Patreon family. There's a huge range of benefits and levels to suit anybody, and it all goes to all the contributions go towards improving the channel, equipment, software, you know, things of that nature. And of course, if you just want to listen and enjoy, I'd love that too, because I love doing this. Geekery, thank you so much for joining me. It's just a fun little snappy episode, but it's been, you know, fun to speculate on a couple of ideas. So I appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
It's an absolute pleasure, so do not worry. And until next time, everybody, may you always find water and shade.